Work has started to preserve the childhood home of renowned children's book author Theodore Dr. Seuss Geisel and turn it into a museum. Over the next several years, the Springfield Museums plan to restore the house at 74 Fairfield Street in Springfield's Forest Park neighborhood to how it would have appeared in the early 1900s and to showcase how Geisel's childhood experiences influenced his writings and illustrations.
Again, the house is in really good shape. It's got some problems. This wall's not so steady.
People will be able to stand in Geisel's tiny bedroom where he drew pictures on the walls and through the open windows at night could hear the animals at the Forest Park Zoo. This is not planned as a typical house museum. The emphasis is not on furniture or artifacts, explains Karen Fisk, the Springfield Museum's communications director and the project manager for TED's House and Innovation Center.
People are invited in to think and to experience, as opposed to just look. It's not just about looking.
The TED's House project was jump-started by a recent contribution in an undisclosed amount from the Dr. Seuss Foundation.
And they brought forward a very generous gift that's going to get us started.
The total project cost has been estimated to be as much as $600,000, according to Fisk. As part of the renovations, the house's electrical system will be upgraded and it will be made more energy efficient.
We're going to take some of the rooms and put them back into the shape they were when Dr. Seuss lived there. So for instance, there is an updated fireplace in the living room. We're going to take out the updated fireplace and put right back into it the fireplace that was there when he lived there. And his bedroom itself, we're going to fill with the furniture that was probably in there when he was there.
When TED's house opens to the public, it will be by tour and reservation only, according to Fisk.
What we envision at this point is that people would start at the Springfield Museums. They'd get into a van because we'd only have about 8 people at a time visiting the house. We want to have a low impact on the neighborhood. We want to respect the neighbors.
A later phase of the project includes plans for turning the garage located behind the house into an innovation center where artists and writers could work. The Springfield Museums purchased Geisel's former home from its most recent owner for $185,000 in 2015. It's located about 2 miles from the Amazing World of Dr. Seuss Museum, which the Springfield Museums opened in 2017 as the first and only museum dedicated to the life and work of the children's book author. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.